Jeremiah 41. It happened in the seventh month that Ishmael of the seed royal and one of the chief officers of the king and 10 men with him came to Gedaliah, and there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then arose Ishmael and the 10 men who were with him and struck Gedaliah with the sword and killed him whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with him, and the Chaldeans, the Babylonians who were found there, the soldiers. Well, what had happened is that Jeremiah had been preaching that we should repent, we should accept that we've sinned, and therefore we should put our necks under Babylon. We should accept that we need to be judged for our sins, and we should accept the Babylonians are now over us. And Gedaliah, who had been made the governor of Judah by the Babylonians, he also believed this, and he also said, look, let's submit to the Babylonians. And a lot of Jews had agreed to do that, and therefore they were given huge harvests. But this man Ishmael, who it appears was part of the royal family, so he obviously had some idea in his mind of kicking the Babylonians out and him becoming king, he goes and kills Gedaliah. Gedaliah's just been warned in the last chapter that actually Ishmael's thinking to do that, and he doesn't believe it. He was maybe naive, but sometimes people call us naive, and in fact we're not naive. It's just that we're trying to practice the love that thinks no evil, that doesn't go through life endlessly suspicious and imagining things against people and listening to little voices of doubt in our own mind. And so, anyway, he is killed by Ishmael, as we've just read, and Ishmael also kills some of the Babylonian soldiers, so it would look really like the Babylonians are going to clamp down. The second day, after he had killed Gedaliah, and nobody knew it, there came men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaved and their clothes torn, with meal offerings in their hand to bring them to the house of Yahweh. So although the temple had been destroyed, it was clear that they were still doing to the best they could some kind of worship there. Ishmael went to meet them, weeping as he went. As he met them, he said, "Come to Gedaliah." When they came into the midst of the city, Ishmael killed them, and he threw them into the midst of the pit, he and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among those who said to Ishmael, "Don't kill us. We have stores hidden in the field, wheat, barley, oil, and honey." So he stopped and didn't kill them among their brothers. Now the cistern in which Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had killed, along with Gedaliah, was the same which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael filled it with those who were killed. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the remainder of the people who were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah. Ishmael carried them away captive and went to go to the children of Ammon. So he was living with the king of Ammon, and he was obviously hoping that he could somehow kick out the Babylonians and destroy any Jews who were supporting the Babylonians and set up his own little kingdom. These are the things that men do just because they want their own personal power. But when Johanan and all the captains of the forces who were with him, that's the remnants of the Jewish army, when they heard of all the evil that Ishmael had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael and found him by the great waters in Gibeon. When all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan and all the captains of the forces who were with him, then they were glad. So all the people whom Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned about and returned and went to Johanan. But Ishmael escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the children of Ammon. Then Johanan and all the captains of the forces who were with him took all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, from Mizpah. They took them and brought them and departed and lived in Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael had killed Gedaliah, whom the king of Babylon made governor over the land. So this is always the case, isn't it, that God's people are tempted to go down to Egypt. And it is never a good move. In all the examples that you have, for example, in the life of Abraham, the life of Isaac, whenever they had a problem and they went down to Egypt, it didn't work out. And so it is with trusting in the world, because Egypt is like the world. And we have to trust in God. Sure, they were in a bad position because of what Ishmael had done. He'd killed Gedaliah, whom the Babylonians had made the ruler, and they'd also killed some Babylonian soldiers who were with him. So it really did look as if the Babylonians were going to take a big sort of revenge, but it was all out of fear that they went down to Egypt. Fear, rather than actual reality.